right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me know what time is Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
You know what, Novak?
Yo.
Hello?
I can't
hear myself.
What's up?
Can't hear yourself? I can't hear myself.
In the house.
Hey, Uncle Matt's here tonight.
Yo, I'm drunk as
fuck. Hey, return
faggot! Fuck you, you faggots!
Let's try to get...
Tell you what, you want to suck on my faggot cocky fucking faggots? I'll tell you what a faggot is.
Let's try to get super wasted by the end of this show.
Let me just say what happened today. We went to Panda Cal. Because a panda bear humped a cow, and then
food.
Out came Panda Cow on Allergen Road. So then I gave Novak an STLB SSWT, which is a short top, long back, shaved sides with
amazing.
Tail.
It's amazing.
And I bleached the back blonde, and I bleached the front blonde, so he looks like Panda Cow. And we did it all for Allergen Road.
Allergen Road? Isn't that a Gin Blossom song?
I'm sorry, LimeWire... cut the hair, and I helped him.
Thanks, Casey. Jesus.
Allison Rose got it.
You're a girl?
Is that what it is?
Allison Rose.
She did it all.
Yo, you Rothsteins are pussies, man. Dude, thank God Marion had three girls, because you are all pussies.
Why am I pussy?
Because, like, you get a little hipper, and you're like, look at this hipper, like, it's
that's
nothing.
That's the worst bruise I've ever had in my whole life.
It is the
life.
Biggest pussy shit I've ever seen, dude. Show Shickers, because you'll probably put this on the internet in 15 seconds.
5 days
healed. You deserve that. You have no business.
What'd he do?
Look.
Say that again.
Hold on, let me shoot it.
That is the biggest wimpy thing.
It's deserved.
Hey, Biddy, why don't you grab a chair from the kitchen?
Doesn't Novak look like Guile from Street Fighter?
I got beer right
now. Yeah!
Dude, he totally does.
Pitaro, doesn't he look like Guile from Street Fighter?
No. I'll tell you, he reminds
Sonic
me...
Sonic Boom!
He reminds
Sonic
me
Boom!
He reminds me of Corey
Sonic
Haim.
Sonic Boom! Protect you, kick!
No. Think
of Corey Haim in the 80s.
That's big time 80s.
Dude, Corey Haim's career is over.
He's going to get 70
dreams
in Baltimore.
Dream haircut.
You know whose career is over? K-Fed, dude.
Oh my god. He's a new rapper taking
over
the world.
Did he even start? Dude, he sold 6,468 copies.
Oh.
That is pathetic. I can't get over how bad it is,
dude. Did you hear what is his party fee? Is now
$12,000. Steve-O's
is
$18,000.
Steve-O's 18.
Dude, K-Fed had to cancel his tour because no one cared that bad.
Yeah, what a dumbass.
It's 12,
dude,
12 grand plus
his whole,
four people.
Dude, his raps are so bad. Mm-hmm. He talks about, like, how rich he is and how, like, people are haters and, like, it's so motherfucking bad, dude. If you ever heard Lose Control... It's like rap mixed with a little bit of rock and roll. Like, dude, what are you fucking Fred Durst? Like, dude, that didn't even work.
Did you see the music video?
It worked
video?
For a little while,
yeah,
then they realized.
The music video is fireable.
Oh, we saw part of it. It wouldn't download,
dude,
all the way.
It's him walking to the club slow motion.
Of course. Slow motion walking into a club. Girls admired him.
Exactly.
He's showing up in a hot car.
Damn.
He's probably drinking champagne.
That's
and
it.
That girls are eyeing him up, and then he's looking all fly at the club. It's like, it's the same.
Concept.
It's a standard fucking rap music video. Can we get Lose Control?
Yeah, let's make fun of it.
Get it.
Like, let's,
I want to hear it. I never heard it.
Analyze the lyrics.
All right, let's check this out.
I mean,
you put Popo's out.
Popo's out, dude. That's so bad that he didn't put it on the fucking CD that sold 6,486 copies. That is pathetic. You can't even, dude.
I bet you Britney.
He claimed that he was going to sell a million in the first week, like how Eminem did, dude. He, wow, he really fucked that one up.
I think I hear Eminem.
We gave away more of our
fucking
DVDs.
Can we hear Lose Control, please?
Let's hear a piece of this shit.
Maybe sold a million Icelandic kroner.
Here it is.
Let's hear.
Is this it?
This is terrible. Dude.
Oh my god, man.
Listen to the guitar.
I got to hear the lyrics.
But you know what? Even if they produced it good, it's not hit. Like,
it
it's not on
shit.
His dime. Like, if the beat's good, the beat's good. It's all about what he writes. So let's hear what he has to say.
Here
I can
comes.
Barely hear it.
Yeah, turn it up.
A little bit of rock and roll. Oh my god! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's a rap.
It's so fucking bad.
Up in the club, so fresh and clean.
Oh my god, man.
I've never heard a rapper say that.
He's saying Outkast was labeling him.
Oh my god, man.
Dude, Outkast.
He's at the club every day.
I'm sure he's at the club every day on Britney's dime.
For Christ's sake. She probably hated this shit.
Wait, let's hear the lyrics.
Yeah, let's hear it. But not before I made them chop the top and put some 20 shoes on their sides. Drove 4 bites to eat. No tuxedo, cause they recognize me. Oh my god, you fucking faggot. Don't hate cause I'm a superstar. Oh my god, you fucking faggot. Oh my god. Oh my god, dude. K-Fed, listen to your motherfucking self, dude. This is insanely pathetic,
dude.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life, maybe.
Dude, Ryan G.
Billy Ray Cyrus could be worse.
I don't know. I don't think.
You think it'd be better if he actually worked for his money?
Dude, I would suck Bonnie Raitt's dick.
You know what the sad thing is? Vanilla Ice had a hit. K-Fed never not have a hit.
Oh my god,
you know?
The worst part about it is that he was like bragging about it before it came out, like about how he's gonna do so well. What does he have to say for himself? Like, Narkill, that isn't even in store, has sold more copies than K-Fed's fucking album. 6,000. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Narkill versus K-Fed.
It's the same thing over and over.
Wait.
Let's listen to
that. Whoa.
Oh my fucking god, dude. Rap with rock and roll. It's so bad.
Wait, let's hear it.
This could be the worst song ever.
My
fucking god, man.
Wait, it's still going.
Dico, I can't take it.
I can't hear the words.
Alright, nobody talk.
Oh my god. The same thing.
Why listen?
Oh my god.
There's no more words.
No. I think he does say something like, shout out to...
Oh, I'm sure he gives shouts out.
Rock over London, Chicago.
Rock over London, Rock over Chicago.
Wendy's, it's the right thing to do.
Dude, Wesley Willis, a schizophrenic retard, had better rhymes.
No. I am not singing this. God, I don't like that.
Federation Records!
I thought that was the CD. I was fucking down.
Yeah, well, that was terrible.
I wonder Britney left his ass.
That is worse than your haircut, Novak.
He got a big tattoo under his arm here that says
I'm sure he did. I'm sure.
Federation Records.
I think that's the funniest thing you ever said.
Feeder line. What?
It's worse than Gummo's haircut.
It is. Guile.
Dude, good call. Guile Gummo.
From Street Fighter.
Guile.
He looks like Guile from Street Fighter.
James said Gummo, that movie. But remember that movie, Gummo?
Gummo, yeah.
What
movie
is that?
Or Larry Clark did it. Yo.
Yeah.
Shikus.
I'll find a photo. I'll post it.
Can you put Novak's STLB next to Guile from Street Fighter and put it on your website?
I'll do it later.
Or put it on mine or something.
No, I'll put it on yours.
Or mine. Yeah, whatever.
Well, Noah's got to fucking fix your website. It's all fucked
dude,
up.
Dude, Papa's out, dude. Come on.
I wonder if he plans on making another album.
I can't take it.
Do you think K-Fed just got paid?
I wonder...
Just because that song just played right now.
Fuck no. Oh, you didn't get fucked.
Is there publishing rights?
Yeah, no.
He might make like 2 cents or something.
Yeah. Got him a nickel.
Either way.
That's the only money he's made off that
dude,
right there.
The only 6,000...
Oh, no way!
Conjure!
Oh, shit! Yeah.
Oh, fucking crazy.
We got the... We got the cigar boss here.
What's up? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Cigar boss through the building.
Yo,
yeah. Hey, what's going on?
You know how bad...
Good.
Have you heard that new K-Fed song? We're live on air.
We were just listening to it earlier.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, it's terrible.
Lose control. It's hip hop mixed with a little bit of rock and roll. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's insanely bad.
We'll see.
You should have fucking A, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
What was Brittany?
How you doing?
I don't know.
Hey, Steve.
You guys having fun?
You know, like, she was on the goddamn Walt Disney Station, so she's like,
dude,
oh,
I'm already
so
high. I can't even drink. He's the worst bad boy to ever like, though.
Oh, yeah. He took her right to shit. She quit her career. She quit singing. Her family hated his guts.
Oh, she's man. You know it.
Her family.
You know her mom was flipping.
Then she went out on this party mission with showing her pussy and stuff.
That's awesome.
You probably have looked at it several times.
I actually have it on my computer.
It, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You're a liar.
It's fucking like a fat pound of meat, dude.
Like, like you have any room to talk
yeah,
about
look
that?
Look at that.
A fat stomach talking about a fat pussy.
I'm sorry. It looks like a fucking piece of meat.
I
that
hope
you
she makes a comeback.
Rocky would box.
Oh, she is, dude.
I was stoked on Britney, dude.
She'll make a comeback.
Like, dude, when she had that snake on her, dude, she was fit as can be.
She's singing,
and
I'm
then
a
she
slave
just let herself
for you.
Go.
She's already looking better. She's lost weight and shit.
Her tits are looking good. I know that.
I just want to know if K-Fed is like going to Vegas still, showing up at the Palms, like thinking
or
he's
Tao.
The man.
Well,
I bet you he has like seven buddies that tell him he's the man all the time.
Isn't his lawyer like a rapper, dude?
Oh my god, dude! I don't even want to get into that. But he probably shows up at the club still, like, yeah, I'm the fucking shit. It's like, dude, you sold 6,000 copies. You're nothing. You're shit. You're a piece of shit. You're a full blown piece of shit.
He pays.
And you know what? I've had 18 Bush beers among Crevassier, but I don't care. Because K-Fed sucks so bad. That is the worst rhyme I've ever heard in my life.
Well, if they haven't canceled the Sirius subscription yet, you should call into the show to try and fucking defend
it. Yeah, if
K-Fed's
listening, call in.
Oh, my God.
If you can still afford your Sirius bill, call in.
I couldn't do enough heroin in the world to like that song.
Dude, G's Locatelli cheese balls, I would rather smell all night.
Yeah.
Locatelli.
I had a rash, dude. That's why I was smelling.
Locatelli's pretty good. Oh, my God.
Dead air.
Dead air.
No, I don't even care about dead air. You know why? No, I'll tell you why. Because I just flew to Detroit. I shipped the purple Lamborghini there because it was in Los Angeles for 2 months, and I haven't been there, and it's just sitting in Paris Lats' parking garage.
That's like bad.
You know him?
Yeah.
The guy who was...
that dude shaved his head, though.
Fiancé with Paris Hilton.
Yeah,
he's like a Greek billionaire.
And that's a motherfucker that really has money.
My Lambo was in his parking garage, and it was there for no reason, so I shipped it to Michigan. Because there was this jeweler there who was giving me wholesale prices on all these diamonds and shit. I get stuck
it up.
Oh, man. I got a $15,000 ring with diamonds all around it for $2,400.
For what?
Are you trying to...
Because my manager, Terry, his fiance's cousin owns all this jewelry stores in Detroit.
So you're just like,
so we show up, and she's like, Missy's like, I like this wedding band. I look at the tag, I'm like, it's like 15 grand. I'm like, you fucking bitch. You know? Yeah, I'm like, God damn it, you know?
We try to meet.
And then he's just like, well, I'm going to give it to you for what I paid for. I'm like, thank God, at least it's going to be half price.
Did you
He gave me $2,400 for a $15,000 ring. Then I go, well, if you're going to be that way, then I'm going to get those $1,200 diamond hoop earrings. He goes, my gift from me to you. I'm like, you're an asshole.
You sure it's not
then I bought, then you? I bought Ape this $10,000 fucking yellow diamond necklace.
His numbers, dude.
And then he charged me like, what, $600?
$750.
Are you kidding me?
Holy discount jewelry.
Did you guys get back already? Because we tried to meet up with you
in
Pittsburgh.
I bit Tony Hawk style so bad.
On what?
He has this Osprey diamond wedding band ring. It's silver here, and then diamonds right there, and then diamonds on the other side. But I got sapphires instead of diamonds.
Is that what's on your pinky right now?
That's just a Target ring for $15.
You know what? And everyone thinks it's fucking real.
Yeah, I
don't even know the difference.
You could have told me that was real, and I'd be like, all right.
Me and Dico one time, we bought this watch in New York.
Even the jeweler looked at this ring, and she was just like, wow, that's a nice ring. I'm like, it's a $15 joke, bitch.
Dude, me and Dico bought this fucking watch one time in New York City. One of them, treat yourself, Gucci,
$20.
T.O. chased me down the street for it.
Yep.
It was awesome.
We used to share it. We'd fight over it. We got to wear it out. Everyone thought it was real.
Dude, like, if I was judge in California, I would be like, K-Fed, you do not deserve Britney's money, dude, because she sold all those records, and you don't deserve it, man.
Baby's such a scumbag.
Usually the girl takes the money,
But this time, it's the other way around. Like, K-Fed does not deserve Britney's money.
I wonder what his new plan of action is going to be.
Like, shouldn't there be a change of rules in the city of Los Angeles, for Christ's sake?
Maybe we should write the governor.
It's insane.
He looks like a Baltimore fucking thug.
He was a backup dancer in her band.
Yo, did you see them homo thugs in fucking... In Baltimore City?
Oh, God.
I went to TrashyLingerie.com, dude. I was sitting there. There's these two homo thugs. They were looking at lingerie, and this I wasn't looking at them. I just heard them. And they go, yo, try them panties on. And he's like, which one knees? Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, two dudes?
Man. Two dudes doing this?
Two homo thugs. And then he's like, there's a dressing right there, nigga. And then he goes in and tries them. He opens up the door. I swear to God, I'll never forget it. He goes, just like this. How much is it?
Wow, he was still wearing the thongs? Was he still
he was,
came out of
he was
with
in
more?
The girl's thongs, this black guy. And the other black guy opens up the dressing room. I never saw it. I just heard it. He goes, how much is it?
Ew, his dick was
oh
probably rock
God,
hard.
Oh, my God, man. I could not believe... I thought it was a joke. I thought I was getting punked.
I used to see them all, like, when I used to live on 13th Street.
How much is it?
Homo dogs used to rob everyone.
And then they walk their dog all the way to the next lingerie store.
What kind of dog
rude.
Was it?
Well, yeah, what kind of dog?
What kind of dog was that shit? Remember that? Because I wanted to pet it, and you were like, don't.
Yeah, I think it looked like a boxer, maybe.
A bot?
I wanted to pet it. I'm
surprised they didn't have like a little Pomeranian.
Yeah.
Stop
talking to them.
An AIDS terrier.
You like gay guys.
No, but they were scary.
I love gay guys.
Why were they scary? Because they were homo thugs?
No, the thug part was scary. Not the homo part. I love gay men. They were like thugged out. I didn't want
to. You like the gay guy from
so
Starbucks.
You fucking high to be gay.
No, I love
every
gay
day
guys
you have to be high.
To Novak, that haircut is fucking amazing.
It's hilarious, man.
It's almost as bad as yours, man.
No, I know.
It's so insanely bad.
Just give me a good look right here.
It's goddamn
bad. Yeah, I told him.
I got you,
Ray.
Billy Ray
Cyrus.
Billy Ray Panda Cow.
My achy breaky cock.
Yo, Ray, achy breaky panda cow. Have you heard Darren Miller's side project?
No.
World Under Blood?
No, fucking, dude, do you got it?
No, it's, I like it, dude.
Is it good?
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, fuck you,
no,
man.
I like it. It's like Foreign Objects meets CKY meets like Napalm. Yeah. Shut up.
Napalm Day.
Fucking
no,
hell.
No, you're just mad, dude.
Yeah.
and I bet Darren thinks Jess is mad, but Jess actually likes it.
Is it good? Dude, Darren's fucking
because
awesome.
Because Tim Young is like a death metal drummer. Jess isn't. He likes rock and roll.
We had an argument for like hours.
Oh, hours and hours on end.
Darren was so pissed.
Like, I mean, a song like this will only sell 10,000 copies, but I think it's fucking brilliant.
But people
will
listen to it forever.
Girls won't like it, but like... If you have long hair like Ray, you'll probably be into it. That's what I'm going to play for.
Girls don't like me either. That never stopped.
This is World Under Blood, CKY side project, Darren Miller. It's pretty fucking good. It's called Dead and Still in Pain. Radio Dance. Here's 28 Facts. Shut up!
Oh,
What's up, y'all? This is Kevin motherfucking Fetterline, and you're listening to Sirius 28 Faction.
We're going hot right now. Oh,
stop. Come on, for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Yeah,
dude, I have nothing to say.
Play it again.
One more time, please.
What's up, y'all? This is Kevin motherfucking Fetterline. Sirius 28 Faction.
Can you play it slowed down so it's like, what the fuck is wrong?
Oh, please do it if you can.
That's so insane.
I can't take it anymore.
Wait, let's not forget what we just listened to.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, but that fucking World Under Blood, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I like
that. That's fucking awesome.
That was
fucking awesome. So many people that are waiting for that kind of shit.
That is good.
Because I don't really get into death metal, but that's fucking, you can get down
with. If you want to hear,
that's just fucking awesome.
As soon as I get sick of the blast beats, then I start... Then he kicks into like regular rock.
Bam.
And it's fucking awesome. Like, bam. Dude, you can't deny.
You can't deny it.
Dude, I gotta see
what? You better find
Bam, you gotta see if Sirius. You have to see if Sirius
has
K9-ness. The lead singer is a dog.
Who is?
K9-ness. K-N-I-N-U-S.
What are you talking about?
If you want to hear the wackiest, craziest, like, death metal.
I don't want to hear a goddamn fucking
dog. It's a dog just going.
That's what most death metal is. Dude, but I think World Under Blood fucking works.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Dude, it's hilarious.
Dude, Tim Young is such a good drummer.
Seemed like he snorted a pound of meth and just drummed till his fucking hands.
No, that drumming was fucking.
Yeah, we got a drummer here. Let's see what he thinks. Bataro.
Sweet, dude. It was awesome.
No, he's like won awards.
Lord Bataro.
He's won fastest drummer award.
Dude, that's fucking, dude, he's good.
Like, high school?
Song.
Dude, awesome. Jess plays like clutch Viking skull rock, you know, like Tim Young plays death motherfucking metal, but the only problem is like only 10,000 people care. Right.
Nah, but that's not just that.
Come on.
Nah, that's why it's a fag.
Come on.
Hey, totally, dude.
How hard?
Did you ever notice why all these
the
fucking
brainwash deal is so bitter?
Death metal heads. You ever notice?
I noticed they don't sleep till 5 p.m. every night
and are into the shit. Are like, yeah, motherfucker, I'll fucking kill you. And the dudes that play it, they're the biggest faggots ever. They're the most fucking, like, anal retentive. I have to pay attention
they're
to every
bitter.
Detail.
They're like, all death like, metal is so
all
good.
Of them. They've
it's
been
it's
fucking so,
it's so
tortured.
It's so hard
lives.
To play and no one cares.
Yes, exactly.
You need a hug. It's so hard to play.
No, it's fucking awesome.
And then John Mayer gets fucking nominated for best album. Like, John Mayer's playing chord A and chord B.
Your body's
meanwhile,
got these
death metal players like and nobody gives a fucking fuck.
Anyone ever talks shit on their obituary, I'll fucking kill him.
Though
I love that
band. He gets nominated for best CD. Continuum. Dude, John Mayer should take his fucking own dick and bend it around the back of his ass and
the
fuck
Chili
himself.
Peppers get nominated a lot and they keep losing. Ben, you like the Chili Peppers.
I like them.
They get nominated a lot and they keep
what
losing.
What about Wonderland's in Lancaster? His body's such Wonderland. What do you like, ass to ass anal tubes?
Hell, that's fucking
the tube.
The dreaded intersection.
Can you draw the tube?
You know, the intersection.
Can you draw me the tube?
Yeah, draw the tube. It's easy.
It's a gridlock gauntlet that could claim your life.
Draw me the tube, and then Shikus is going to put it right on the internet.
You know what? I don't give a fuck with anyone.
I'm not sharing the tube.
I know exactly.
Let me share my tube.
I'm sharing it.
Let me share my tube, motherfucker.
Give it to me. I'm sharing.
I ain't sharing my tube. That's my beloved tube. That's copyrighted.
No.
You better write K-Fed on that
motherfucker. That's the international sign for the tube.
That's disgusting. Ass to ass. Fucking.
Anytime you go to an ATM, just remember it stands for ass to mouth. Who's got an ATM machine?
Oh, I need an ATM. I need an ATM, man.
I'm gonna find an ATM.
You're not done for the fucking night. What are you talking about? It's not even.
Oh, what's up, G?
Morbid Angel and fucking.
Why'd you show my tube?
When I was driving the Lambo from Detroit, Michigan. I stopped in Ohio during a blizzard, and I was forced to get a hotel room. I was supposed to make it to Pittsburgh.
That's
but,
why we couldn't
plans,
make it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shikus was supposed to meet me with Carrie, but plans changed because of the goddamn blizzard. So I'm stuck in this blizzard. I stop at this rest stop. Missy's sitting there with a Starbucks reading a magazine. I come, the cameras are rolling. I come ollieing up onto the table, clip my back chucks on the table. Flip the whole fucking thing over, the drink goes flying, and I get so hurt. And this dude from McDonald's is like, the fucking police are getting called. Any more of that horse shit, you're out of here. I'm like, fuck you, fat boy. Go ahead and call the cops. I'll be out of here before they get here. Everybody started laughing in the service plaza. It's on the film. Dude, and he had nothing to say. He had no retort.
Leo, what did he say?
What do you say?
You just start doing sit-ups, right?
Did he sign the paper?
You should have just started doing sit-ups.
Speed away in your Lambo.
He was never on film anyway, so...
Oh, okay.
Hey, look, fucking shitty ass fucking L.
And then I stopped at a bar to eat buffalo wings because I was stuck in a blizzard. And then this guy I happened to have a conversation with on film, I'm like, what you said was pretty funny. I need to get your clearance. So say your name and address so we could clear you on MTV. So you're like, okay, my name is Dushan Mandick. I'm like, amazing. whoa, what?
That's amazing.
He's like, my name is Dushan Mandick. I'm like, where are you from? He's like, Siberia. And I'm like, give me your passport. Show me it right now. I put the thing up to the camera. His name is Dushan Mandick. Dushan Mandick. D-U-S-H-O-N-M-A-N-D-I-K.
Dushan Mandick.
I think that beats Dick Butkus, Magic Johnson.
Dude, Mike Dick Butkus just got blown out the window because Dushan Mandick is way worse than Dick Butkus.
Yeah, you can never use that in a fucking film, not. That sucks.
His parents had to hate
name.
Him.
They didn't know they're from Siberia.
Dushan Mandick.
They speak something else, you know? What's like,
that
they're,
mean
like
Siberia?
They're like they speak gibber no, they speak that's African, dude.
They speak Russian.
Yeah, they speak Russian.
Yeah, they speak Russian. So like they're like, Dushan Mandick. Like, that sounds good. That sounds good to them.
You got a whole Mandick family.
For instance, like there's a guy named Paska. There's a dude named Paska. Paska means shit in Finland. So basically, his name is shit. You know,
and it's just like,
dude, do you know in Finland your name is shit? Paska, that means shit.
Paska Mandick would be shit on Mandick.
Paska Mandick. Shit on Mandick.
Shit on my dick and my STLB. Check it out on www.RyanGphotography.com.
/ Kyle.
Look at my Kyle. Street Fighter. I gotta see this STLB, SSW, short top, long back, side with tail.
Haircut's
amazing. Straight up. Let me say it. I have to go to a nice birthday dinner for my mother Wednesday, man. And my
you need to wear a beanie, dude, yeah. Straight up.
They're going to think I went to absolute hell.
Yeah, dude, I miss you in Baltimore. I was at Club I was at Club Iguana for 19th birthday.
Who
was
there?
Club
Seals.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I've been there once or twice before. It's like a fucking Miami dance club, though.
It's awesome going with young girls because they don't expect anything.
I heard you're getting married, dude.
I'm not getting fucked.
Rick, what's up with your glasses, man?
They're the only ones that got left because you assholes broke the rest. They're my science glasses.
Your science glasses.
I got to go everywhere with these things. I got to go to the bar, fucking... Take a fucking picture.
I'm not smart at wearing them.
Wait, I got to get an angle.
Look at the sides.
Look at the sides.
That's like Superman's costume. He puts them on and he's a science motherfucker.
No laser beam could ever get to his eyes.
Oh, my God. Laser beams.
That's the sound of getting, like, bromine and sulfuric acid and shit in your eyes.
Do you have that problem a lot?
Dude, it sucks. I'm going to talk to chicks with these glasses on.
Yeah. Why don't you get contacts? I'd not see you getting laid with them things
I can't
on.
Wear contacts, and then the chemicals get underneath them, and they eat your eyeballs.
That sucks.
Yeah. Eat your eyeballs. I've never heard anyone's eyeballs getting ate out by contacts in my life. Dude, I've never heard that story.
I've never heard of an eyeball getting
dude,
eaten
the eel so junkies puffing on a
you know
cigar
what?
Now.
He's smoking the L.
Mustard in your well, the cigar
fuck
shop's
you.
Here.
Yeah,
hold a van of cigar shops here.
Dude, I'll see contacts shut the fuck up, nigga.
I would almost like to say...
No need for that. No
I would almost
that
like
name.
To give a plug to get the cigar shop, but I don't want people showing up there because
yeah, I
get
I know,
pissed
you're
when
it.
Like random people
no
show up.
Don't
do it. Don't do it.
It's not enough cigars. They're going to run out.
Greg Allman's kid wrote an album, and the band's name is Deadzy, and this song is called Carrying Over. It's so fucking good.
Okay.
Dude, this is a good band. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Can't tell. And now there's nothing I wouldn't do to have you now.
fucking Fetterline, and you're listening to Sirius 28 Faction.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. Don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Yo, Bam, I want you to check my new single out. It's hitting stores. I got a demo up in this shit. It's called Laundromat Days. Days of the Laundromat. Turn the motherfucker softener hard, bitch. I'ma show you how it's done. I'ma get the grease and grime off your floor like Vincent Price did on them 409 commercials, bitch. You want what's coming to you? Fuck that panty cow up his ass. His ass to mouth. Free of charge. I make a surcharge for you, motherfucker. Lay my shit down, baby. It's tight. It's tight like that. That mayor motherfucker makes a Dutch Wonderland. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, alright.
How much is it?
I'm going to cap my teeth in gold for a sit on the
carousel. Trashy lingerie. How much is it?
I'm talking. It's $5. $5.
It was more than that.
It's 55.
More like 15.
$1,500 for these.
No,
stones.
Not 100.
They got diamonds, baby. They got ice.
No, just $15.
Fine. They were
for the lingerie. Trashy lingerie.
The whole set's $75. It's worth it.
It's worth it? If you a homo thug?
You want my age. It's going to cost
you. Are you a homo thug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? You gonna play my demo?
How much is it?
I told everyone.
Yo, Anthony, dude, I forgot to tell you this story. I saw these. Oh, I don't want to tell it twice live on air, but real quick, long story short, I saw these two homo thugs, dude. They're trying on lingerie in the mood in South Philly, dude. And he actually tried on the panties. Two dudes, two black dudes, and then he opens up the thing and he goes. How much is it? I was like, oh my god, man. Oh my god.
Homo thugs, man. Homo thugs. Dico, you look like, you know. You
I'd rather
like
hang out with homo thugs.
It's my discount flannel.
Kevin Federline's new CD.
It's free from the set.
I want to watch.
This is dummy.
I want to watch Brandon all thugged out riding the carousel at Kmart.
I'm going to sit on that carousel minus the horse, motherfucker. I ride my bike minus the seat. I'm fucking solid, baby. You want some ass grease, Ted? I'm going to show you how it's done, you bitch, man, motherfucker. Ted, come over here. You see that beanpole bust out your pants. You call Jack and the Giant, motherfucker. I'm gonna suck it all down. Yeah, you're gonna suck that shit down like a fucking shot back, motherfucker.
Thug.
You ain't gotta change my filter. Stick your dick up my ass, motherfucker.
Break that out the pocket.
Yo, Bam, you better play my demo, because I told everyone to hit stores next Tuesday.
I'd rather hang out with a homo thug than hear Kevin Federline's song one more time, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my 500 God. Man, it's so fucking bad. And you know what? The 6,500 people that bought it were
all
just
radio
curious.
Stations.
They were bi curious.
Yeah, bi curious.
They were bi curious, dude. They're not like true fans.
They were shot.
Shipper. They were bi curious.
Dude, they tripped, fell, and bought the CD.
That's why I would have bought it.
Like
just
a chick
out of
on a dick, dude. Like a chick fell on a dick. Ow, I chipped and fell on it.
Oh my god, man.
Oh, Jesus, my God, man. Let me see what you're looking at.
What is that, Ted?
What is that?
It's Wesley Snipes. It's Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Saying, not guilty, dog. This is a fucking
guilty.
He
tried to get $1 million. He's doing tax fraud.
He owes $15 million in tax.
He's
like, damn, it's slipped my mind.
He has $1 million bail. He has to pay $1 million
to
get out.
God.
He looks old, man.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to let some news slip only because I'm drunk and I'm going to regret it tomorrow.
Oh, here we go.
Wait.
What?
Grab the mic, Missy.
Tomorrow when the gate opens and you come over to film the show, there's going to be a gay rainbow all the way to where I parked the Lamborghini with an arrow pointed, and it's going to have a picture of Lance Bass saying, I'm gay.
Is that the guy who makes the beer?
Right. And I have three garage doors, so the other one's going to be Harriet Tubman with the Underground Railroad, and the other one's going to be Ronald Reagan saying, fuck Reagan, he's a fuck ass.
Dude, one of them has to be ready to blow all the leaves off the driveway when it's painted.
That's the best I could come up with.
You gotta put one of them.
Dude, we were crushing London. I don't want to give Kevin Federline satisfaction, Mom.
Dude, so fucking funny.
But you kind of are, though. You're playing his shit and you're talking
Pop
about
is out.
Dude,
what does that mean? What is that? Is that what he says?
It's a Brazilian.
That's what he says?
Brazilian word for shake your booty.
Yeah, something like that.
How the fuck he
shake his papa?
Because he went on vacation one time in fucking Brazil.
Oh, my God.
That's why you can buy a piece of there. Pussy for like
$15. I can't believe
where?
Britney Spears was with him.
Have you did it
wrong?
Right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, remember all the whores outside the fucking hotel? Don't they were lined up, man.
Dude, yeah, I was in L.A. I was at Koi. I was eating sushi, and Kevin Federline showed up with Britney Spears right next to me. And we actually talked. He was like,
"What did he say to
yo,
you?
Yo, my people should get a hold of your peoples, and we should fucking chill." I'm like,
"For fuck's
sake, who are your people?" I was nice. I was like, "Yeah, dude, fuck yeah, for sure." And then I kind of regret it, but. Why would I be a dick to him if he, like, maybe he might be a nice guy in real life, but, like, fucking A, his CD sucks so bad, I can't.
What would you have in
common? Oh, my God.
What if you bumped into him again?
Dude.
What would you talk to him about?
If you bumped into him again?
Dude, it's the same thing with, like, bands.
Ew.
I don't want to start talking shit on bands, but, like, because I like them, but I'm saying...
You like,
it's like Playfed? Good Charlotte or something. Like those are the coolest dudes I've ever met. Like
they are cool. They're even cool
him,
to me.
When I see him and we hang out, like picked me up. He fucking took me 10 blocks to my hotel. I was in his fucking BMW and we were chilling and stuff. Like Good Charlotte.
All the guys from Good Charlotte are always every time they see
him. They're from Baltimore. They're from Maryland.
People might have a lot of things to say about him, but I mean they're nice
cool
dudes.
People.
And Kevin Federline might be a nice guy, but man, does his CD suck. And he only sold 6,485,000 copies.
There you go.
That is fucking horrible. 6,485,000. That is less than Narco, and it's completely pathetic.
I love you, Duck Hunter.
Eminem just came out on the album.
Dude, Deco looks like a fucking duck hunter when he comes on the
Seth gave it to me. I got ran over by the Hummer today.
Oh, you did. See, I just want to. Psych. We got some good ass fucking footage today.
I like that. I actually like the porta potty thing.
Oh man, I drank so much Courvoisier today.
You drank Courvoisier.
I drank a half a bottle of Courvoisier.
I love that shit.
And then I started sipping on Busch beer. I'm up to 5 Busch beers and like 18 Courvoisier.
How cool is
mixed with coffee? It's that's the only reason why I'm awake.
That's why you're all fucked.
Other than that, I'm gonna play a band named Trivium. That sounds just like Metallica, only a little bit more double bassy.
Yes.
Oh, that fucking rad. Play track 4, motherfucker.
Metal Knight.
Turn it up.
Turn your backs on your metal knees and lift them up.
What's up, y'all? This is Kevin motherfucking Federline, and you're listening to Sirius 28 Faction.
Lock in. Turn up the hi-fi. Holy Lord, I gotta tell you. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, dude, that gets better every time they play it.
I can't take it. No, I can't.
I can hear it. One more time, please. One more time.
What's up, y'all? This is Kevin motherfucking Federline. You're listening to Sirius 28 Faction.
I can't take it.
Come on, K-Fed. We want to hang out with your people.
No more. What? 6,485 copies. Man,
it buy some.
You can't even argue. Dude, I'm gonna buy 100 copies just as a souvenir of how bad it is.
That would be.
It'll be more rare than Pepsi Kona. I'm gonna buy it like how Pepsi Kona was. Remember how that came out and it was a big hit for like 2 whole weeks?
Uh-huh.
And then you still have.
I got one bottle sealed.
Unopened.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby.
Pepsi Kona.
It's worth more than Babe Ruth's autograph.
It's like his CD is gonna be.
I wonder if he's still writing lyrics. I doubt it.
Dude. Who cares? But is who
Ruth?
I want to know who his people.
I have Anthony here from the cigar shop, and I took him out. I drug him out. There was these two buff ass homos. No, listen. There were two buff ass homos watching a movie, and I walk in and I heard all these stories about him. Thanks to Conjar, that I was like, "Yo, Anthony, let's go have a Guinness at Bennigan's." So then we went and had a Guinness for like 3.5 hours. Frankie was so fed up that he was like, I'm locking the doors and I'm
who is brother?
Yeah, and he's banging out Colleen with the DSL.
DSL's from heaven.
It's a good thing he's not going to get me in trouble.
So he locks the door on us and starts banging her out in the cigar shop.
I don't blame him.
So me and Anthony go out drinking at a bar, and then his wife locked him out of the house. He's in the doghouse.
You in the doghouse tonight?
Again, Novak.
She was a dick in the relationship.
Yeah, you ever going to get that cock and balls back?
I'm trying, bro.
Would you say back?
Well, you know what it is? I didn't remember what I was saying, so I like made up like 4 lies in a row.
Dude, she took
And then I tried to deny that I was on my way home. And
4 lies in a row?
Yeah, Bam's like...
Why didn't you just tell the truth? It always works.
It's easy. Yeah, for who? Not for me.
I started telling the truth, dude. It started working out for me.
Well, I tried. It didn't work out. She was mad, so I'm trying to deny the fact that I was out with you, but she knows that I'd be out late, so I said that, you know...
She's already called the lawyer.
What comes first, the lawyer or the locker?
Getting caught
in
a lie is so bad. It's better off just telling the truth, like... Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I thought. Well, I didn't have a choice. You have to just give it a background. I didn't have a choice. I just give it a background. He's with me. It's just Bam. He's with me. So I was like, all right, I'm with Bam. She was like, click.
You are fucked.
No, she's fine now. She's all right with it.
Does she? Well,
that's why you're here now.
It's kind of like, dude. Me and you, like, we just get really along when we sing Conjar. Like, if we wake up and start drinking, like, cognac or something.
Yeah.
Well, not cognac. Maybe something like
Coney Island.
But it's just fun to drink. And same with Novak. Like, dude, when I see Novak, we drink. Novak's a bad influence. It's not that he's a bad influence. It's just that when I'm with him, I like to drink. Because it's funny.
Yeah,
when I see him, and we talk shit on Papa's Al and shit, and it's fucking funny.
Dude, when I see Novak sober, I want to fucking kill myself.
Novak's never
I'm sober now.
Sonic Boom, your
ass is sober now.
You've had like 18 Bush beers. I watched it.
Dude, the best to hear someone lie is fucking Novak. Yeah, babe, I didn't do it.
The thing is,
did it come yet?
Here's the thing.
Did it come yet? Come yet?
Novak is a professional liar.
I used to rehab.
Shut up. You have 3 lies ready to go after your 1 lie. So it's like, Novak, were you in the woods? Like, yeah, I was in the woods. I threw my skateboard in there. It's like, well, why? Because I was mad because I couldn't do a kickflip. It's like, you were doing heroin in the woods. Like, nah, I was so mad I threw it in there and then I couldn't find it. Like, you have excuses. G, on the other hand.
That was then.
G calls off MTV
3 years ago.
I need a full day's pay of going to the fucking golf course and filming Bam. And I talked to DeVito at 3 o'clock. I'm like, G's showing up at 3:30. G's showing up at 3:30 at Tattersall. We're filming something, and it gets dark at 4:30, so we need to hurry up and power this out. We spent an hour, and G's like,
all day.
So I spent the whole day there. And then DeVito's like, called me at 3 o'clock saying that you're going to meet G. And G had no excuse after that. He was just like,
Well,
he wasn't even prepared to re-lie.
You gotta be ready for the retort.
At least be ready,
dude. You gotta have one
in the
chamber.
I talked to DeVito on the phone, not on your behalf, just that I was like, yo, DeVito, I'm gonna film today. G's meet me at 3:30. And you're like, I need a full day's pay because I was there all day. And then he goes, well, I talked to Bam at 3:30 and you didn't even meet him yet.
Dude, it took me like 5 hours to drive up there. I was like stuck in traffic.
Boosh.
He's over from Philly.
At least he has a half medium excuse.
You need to have one in the chamber at all times.
There's a big accident on 202, man, you know? Like, shit.
So did you get the full day's pay?
Fuck no. And you know what? It's the same thing. Well, I don't want to. No, I'm not going to say this.
Oh, that would be really bad.
Yeah, no trouble. But G is almost like biting off his own finger because he could have got paid a bunch of times for filming, but the fact that he lied the first time makes him look like a liar, and they're never going to know whether he had a full day's pay or not. So they're going to be, did G really work all day or not?
Yeah, call with your hand.
Because he got caught the first time. And now it affected it.
With the Novak talking down to like the master of not working and getting paid pretty, for it.
How long
just
was
not
that?
Me, so
I guess
I love
it was
it.
Pretty quick, huh?
Dude, I was there all day.
Not
there
even. It took an hour.
No, I was there a lot of the day.
Or less.
What is it, five?
She's like, stop.
She's like, fuck this.
It was like 5 hours.
Was it really?
Yeah, right.
Bam.
Sure. 15 minutes away.
Remember when we would start there with a CK
Live? I
would have
lied with you, but the fact that I forgot that I talked to DeVito at 3 o'clock saying that I'm meeting G to film today... You fucked up because you didn't know about it, man.
Dude, Ryan G works on his own time. Remember the CKY days back in the day? You'd be like, come here, we're going to film. Ryan G would call it, yeah, I'll be there, like,
I thought they're not going to use the footage. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah.
How did you hear that before you got it?
That's why I emailed you. I was like, what the fuck? I don't think
today,
the footage.
They changed my shirt into this, and they made me tuck in all my flair to film a pickup shot that wasn't even this shirt. And I'm like, why are we filming this pickup shot? And I'm like, because... They're like, because you woke up,
DeVito,
you
man.
Woke up, yeah, go ahead.
I am.
Like, you woke up Novak with a Litton lamp and hit him over the head, and it looked too dark.
It was awesome.
I'm like, well, if it was too dark, then that's the way that it was. It was too dark. You need to show it or else nothing. They're like, well, it doesn't fit the story. I'm like, well, the story was me. They're like, well, how did Novak get there? I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter how he got there.
I
he
thought
was
we weren't
there.
Doing that anymore.
No shit. And that's why I put my fucking foot down, asshole.
Yeah, all right.
Seriously.
Good. Cheers.
Cheers to me putting my foot down.
Text that fucking
seriously. And you know what?
Tell him I'm not doing
Steve had no excuse either.
What? Steve always fucking fuck shit up.
I was like,
Steve,
why do we... What? Steve Uncles. I was like, why? I'm like, why do we have to? I'm like, why do we have to reshoot this? And he's like, I'm like, I'm not filming it. I'm not filming it. And he's like, well, I'm gonna call MTV then. I'm like, go ahead. Go on, fucking TV. If you don't have excuse of why we're filming a reshoot, then I should know about why we're doing it. He had no excuse. I'm like, I'm not filming it.
Principal Uncles.
And then they wanted me to wear a seatbelt when I'm driving the Lamborghini. I've never worn a seatbelt since day one, since I first got my driver's license when I was 16. I am not wearing a fucking seatbelt. I don't care. I don't wear one.
Kids,
so
please wear your
seatbelt. It looks like a homo. When Nick Lachey puts a fucking seatbelt on, he looks like such a jerk off when they're filming Newlyweds. I'm like, dude, no
that's
way.
Still only lasts
no, he
season.
Doesn't.
It's all right what you did today with the limo, but when you drive the Hummer, you have to have the
seatbelt. Sorry, I was on it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But because it's on my land, I'm allowed to.
Can I make you something?
What?
I'm going to make you a t-shirt with a painted seatbelt on there. Can I do it?
Paint my shirt as a seatbelt.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good. All right.
Because I'm not wearing one, motherfucker.
Yeah, what do you think is more valuable, Bam or the Lambo?
Thank God I put my seatbelt on the other night. I was ready to do it, so I'm such a fag. We're driving together down 3:52. I was like, I better put my fucking seatbelt on.
You know what's
on.
So funny? When I was stuck in the blizzard in Cleveland, Ohio with the Lambo, that shit fucking slides so bad. And I'm going like 15 miles an hour, sliding all over the place. And Mitch is like, Bam, shouldn't you put your seatbelt on? I'm like, bitch, if we fucking hit a tree right now, I'm not going to be hurt. The car is going to be hurt. Like, I'm going to be fine getting hit at 50 miles an hour. It'll just be like a, ugh. You know, like, but the car may be wrecked because I slid off the road, but going 50 miles an hour isn't going to hurt me. There's no point for me putting on the fucking seatbelt. Maybe I was going 167 miles per hour, then
67.
Maybe I should put on...
That car is so low to the ground.
Don't you want to bounce out instead of getting caught in there when the car catches on
fire?
Would
you say Papa's out? Mixed with a little bit of rock and roll?
Yeah.
Hip-hop mixed with rock and roll. Didn't Limp Bizkit do that and no one cares anymore?
He sold about 8 copies.
Wait, what? 8 copies?
Yeah,
Limp Bizkit right sold a bunch
of
copies.
The last one, didn't his last one go to shit?
Oh, the last one went shit big time.
That's because they didn't promote it. Like
They saw a cell phone porno out. And then they were over
I think people just started to figure out that it was kind of just shitty.
You know, I'm glad that hasn't happened to me yet.
It's my way or the highway.
It's my, like, he wrote that on a piece of paper. It's my way or the highway. It's my way or the highway. Like, he wrote that on a motherfucking notebook. And put it out, and people enjoyed it.
Yo, call my people.
It's insane. Like, I bet you Missy probably has driven down the road and sung My Way or the Highway. I think you probably did.
Missy, no, you ain't.
You probably did.
Not in a really long time, but maybe at one point I did.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I'm sure every girl
doesn't like World Under Blood, but like...
I actually like World Under Blood.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
I don't usually like the double bass. It's a little much for me.
But rock and roll kicks in right when you get sick of it.
I like that he's singing and not screaming the whole time.
You can understand what he's saying, so you don't have to be like a diehard...
Yeah, I like it too.
You can understand Obituary.
Yeah, it sounds good. I like it.
World Under Blood.
Good shit, D-Rom.
Dude, man.
I like that.
I've been talking to him on the email lately. Like, we've been becoming friends, even though I called him a dick-headed asshole like Deanna. 18 times.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But now we've been talking. Like, we've exchanged probably 6 emails in the past 6 days.
Karate teachers fail their students, but eventually they get their black belt and their friends.
See? And you could learn to forgive and forget.
We should not swap and spit, Michelle.
Yeah! What's that karate sound?
Yo.
It's a karate sound.
Oh. Steve Wigand. Hey!
Hey!
Steve Wigand. Dude, we used to be in karate class together, and Steve Wigand, he would make this... They would teach us Chun-Ji, which was a white belt. Chun-Ji, they go like this, and then they go, yeah. And then you have to say, hey, but he would be like, hey. It was so gay, dude.
Do it again.
Hey. It was so bad. Oh, man.
Summons your Kia.
Yo, Casey, you have that Deadzy CD?
Yo, punch it through.
The one I gave to you?
Yeah. Punch it through.
Oh, Deadzy, let me grab it.
That's the fucking Jew.
No, that's trivia.
Hey,
dude.
Deanna Collazo.
What color is it?
I got
Happy birthday.
You have Deadzy?
Yeah.
Yo, play Chuck 3. It's pretty fucking good.
She better be hot, asshole.
Let's just play it. I don't even want to say it's Radio
awesome.
Bam Series 28 Faction, and then you play it. Like,
that's it. That's
just end up playing it.
That's it. All right, everyone. That's it.
We failed.
That one.
That's fine with me.
We are done. All right.
Oh, hey. Control.
this week. We're done. Tune in next week for more. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.